Hi everyone, and welcome to English for You. I'm Pat.
I'm Elsie.
Today we're going to talk about one of Taiwan's coolest TV shows. It's Pi Li. You must know this show, Elsie.
Pi Li? Are you talking about the puppy show? Pi Li Bu Dai Xi?
Yes.
This show is older than I am.
Okay, I think it's probably older than me as well. That's saying something. Now, my younger brother, visited me here back last June.
Uh-huh.
And he saw some Pi Li toys as we were walking around. And he recognized them. He knew what they were.
Wow.
He had seen some of the shows on YouTube. So that does show that Pi Li is known outside of Taiwan as well.
So what did your brother think of Pi Li?
He really enjoyed it. He was amazed by how detailed the puppets were and what they could do. And as well, he thought the story was good.
He understood the story?
Not really. It wasn't translated. But he could tell it was quite complicated and quite interesting.
Have you seen Pi Li yourself?
I've seen a few shows, but I never really watched it that much because we don't have like normal TV. But that's why I'm really looking forward to reading through this article and learning more about it.
Then let's check out the article and see what it's all about.
Reading.
Pi Li, keeping the puppet show tradition alive.The TV show Pi Li is full of puppets, magical fights, and Taiwanese dialogue. The storylines are influenced by ancient Chinese stories. The show also includes Taiwanese cultural elements and is even part of an old family tradition. Brothers Chris and Vincent Huang created the Pi Li TV show.Their family has passed down the puppet tradition for four generations. Their grandfather, Master Huang Haidai, is even considered a national treasure for his puppet shows. Chris and Vincent wanted to bring this art to a bigger audience through TV. Thus, the brothers created Pi Li in 1985.Chris is in charge of writing scripts for the show, while Vincent does the voices for all its characters. They have worked hard to make Pi Li more modern. Traditional puppet shows are usually based on classic stories. Pi Li is too, but it also includes science fiction, computer special effects, and lots of martial arts. These have helped make Pi Li popular,from its beginning to the present day.
So the article begins by saying, the TV show Pi Li is full of puppets, magical fights, and Taiwanese dialogue. We've got a few things to look at in that sentence, starting with the phrasal verb be full of. If something is full of something else, it has lots of it.In fact, it can't really contain any more of that thing. If your bottle is full of water, there's no space for air. It's all water. Here, we're not talking about a real container. So what we're saying is that Pi Li has lots of puppets, fights, and so on.
A, B, full of B, 就代表的是充满的意思。The bottle is full of water. 除了容器充满水之外，地点也可以充满人哦。比如说 ，the restaurant is full of people. 那 Pi Li 布袋戏充满的是什么呢 ？One of the things it's full of is magical fights.
That's right. The word magical is used to describe something that has magic or is somehow involved with magic.So we could talk about a magical sword, a magical hat, and so on. Like, maybe these things have strange powers, so the sword could talk or something. We can also just use magic as an adjective to talk about these things. A magical sword is the same as a magic sword, okay? We can also use the word magical to talk about something that's amazing and wonderful, like, we had a magical time on our vacation. with real magic, a good example is Harry Potter learned how to use magical powers.
Ooh, magical 这个形容词呢是魔法的、魔术的。那 magical 其实就等于 magic， 只不过呢 ，magic 这个字可以当名词用，是魔法、魔术。那这个变魔术的人是谁呢？是魔术师，就叫做 magician。那如果今天施展魔法的是女巫跟男巫的时候，该怎么说呢？女巫是 witch， 男巫是 wizard。这个月杂志里面。在 Howl's Moving Castle 这一篇、
yes.
就有提到这些字哦。So the show here we're talking about is full of puppets and magical fights. What's more, there is Taiwanese dialogue.
Dialogue is conversation, two or more people talking to one another. In a storybook, anything one character says to another is dialogue. The other words are description. In movies and TV shows,Dialogue means anything the characters say. Here, it's Taiwanese dialogue, so the characters talk in Taiwanese. Here's another example sentence. There isn't much dialogue in this movie, but there's a lot of action.
Dialogue 指的就是书本、戏剧或电影当中的对白对话，那通常是不可数的。在霹雳布袋戏里面的对白是 Taiwanese, 台语。Do you speak Taiwanese?
I can say a few phrases, but that's about it.
Can you show us?
Wa gali gong.
Wa gali gong, 我跟你讲。
Wa e, no, wa e...
我的。
Why
don't we just move on?
Yeah, it's so hard because I can't remember. I say it to my mother-in-law.
Yeah.
So I say, Lie,
Lie,
走家
走家女儿
好走派
走派很快 Okay.
Yes, stuff like that. So the dialogue may be Taiwanese, but as we see from the article, the storylines are influenced by ancient Chinese stories.I guess that means things like 三国志 and I forget how to say like
水浒
传
Yes, you are right. 三国志、水浒传都是里面故事的元素 We also see that the show also includes Taiwanese cultural elements and is even part of an old family tradition.
Cool. The word cultural means related to a particular culture or to the idea of culture in general.Culture is the ideas, customs, and social behavior of a group of people or society, and can also mean the arts and other things that people create. Taiwanese culture is all this stuff, from Taiwan in particular, so it's the things that people do and say and think in Taiwan. We could also say, this book is about cultural practices in South America.
Cultural 这个形容词就是文化的。那如果我们把字尾的 al 去掉，加上 e， culture 就是名词文化。So we can describe things from Taiwanese culture as cultural elements.
Mm-hmm. That's right. So here, an element means an essential part of something. The easiest way to explain this is to think of movies.Movies are made up of a lot of different elements. There's the acting, the story, the special effects, the music, how good the pictures and the background are, the costumes, and so on. All of these elements are really important. Therefore, we could say things like, my favorite element of this TV show is the detailed story, which kept me guessing what would happen next.
Element 这个名词是要素、元素 ，cultural element 就是文化要素。So to summarize, Pili is full of cool fights,、
mm-hmm.
influences from Chinese stories,、
mm-hmm.
and stuff from Taiwanese culture.
That is a great way of explaining all of that first paragraph. The next paragraph goes on to talk about how Pili got started. It said brothers Chris and Vincent Huang created the Pili TV show.
Brothers Chris and Vincent Huang, 他们是谁呢？搞不好同学们听过，他们是黄强华跟黄文泽，他们创立了这个布袋戏的节目。We see in the article that their family has passed down the puppy tradition for four generations.
To pass something down means older people are teaching it to younger people. Could be teachers teaching students or masters teaching the people who learn from them, and especially...Parents teaching children. You can pass down knowledge, but also real things like clothes, furniture, jewelry, and so on.
Pass something down, 或者是 pass down something, 就是把知识或技能往下传。当然我们也可以把物品往下传，比如说 My grandma passed down the ring to my mom. 我的外婆将戒指传给我的妈妈。Okay, so the Huangs have passed down puppet traditions for 4 generations.
A generation is like 1 age level in a family, and each new set of children are a new generation. So your grandmother and grandfather are 1 generation, your parents are a different one, you are the next one, and your own children will be the generation after that. Then there's their children, and so on.
Generation 就是世代啦。那对我们来说呢，爸妈就是上一个世代。They're from the last generation. 阿公阿嬷爷爷奶奶又是再上一个世代。那我们说过，这个时候会有代沟产生，对不对？代沟就是 generation gap.
The article also says that their grandfather, Master Huang Haidai, is even considered a national treasure for his puppet shows.
That is cool.To be considered something is to be thought of as something by usually a lot of people. We could say A is thought of as B, A is considered B, A is regarded as B, and so on. There are many ways of saying how a person or thing is thought of by someone else, and you can check all of them out in our magazine.
Consider 这个动词是认为当作。那在我们讲解文章中用到的被动用法之前，我们先来看看主动的用法。主动用法的句型是啊 ,consider 加上受词之后，加上 to be, 再接上一个受词补语，解释为是点点点为点点点。那受词补语呢常常是名词啦形容词或是不定词。那句中的 to be 是可以省略的哦。
For example, I don't consider this your fault.
我不认为这是你的错。或者是 The boss doesn't consider her the right person to do the job. 老板不认为他是做这份工作对的人选。那这样的句型呢，通常以被动态出现。被动态的句型是什么呢？是个主词加上 be 动词，再加上 considered, 再加上 to be 以及受词补语。像我们的文章就用到主词 Master 黄海带。再来被动态出现的是 is considered, 中间再加个 even。最后的受词补语接上的是 a national treasure for his puppet shows。那在这里 to be 是省掉的哦。
So, how would you describe a national treasure?
So, a national treasure is a person or a thing that's valued very highly in their country. Most or many people will have heard of them and think they're great because they've done things to make their country better and more famous.
National 就是国家的。所以像是 national hero, 国家英雄 national soccer team, 国家足球队就是代表国家出去比赛的队伍 national flag, 国旗 national anthem, 国歌那文章说到的 national treasure 就是国家的宝藏
Are you a national treasure for England?
No, maybe one day, but not now.Anyway, back to the article which says Chris and Vincent wanted to bring this art, so puppet art, to a bigger audience through TV. An audience is a group of people watching a performance or show of some kind. This can be in a movie theatre, or it could be all the people watching something on TV. We generally use the word as uncountable, so for one group we would say the audience is, was, has, and so on.However, we can use the word audience as a countable noun, but only to mean different groups of people at different times. If a movie is shown on 2 different nights, it will have 2 different audiences. We could also say the audience stood up and cheered at the end of the concert.
audience 这个名词呢是观众，通常呢它是不可数的、哦、那如果真的要数它的话呢，我们说 an audience 代表的不是一位观众，是观赏一场表演、看一出电视或电影的一群观众，那它是个集合名词。那再来、哦、audience 如果你给它加了 s 在字尾变成复数，像是 two audiences 指的是两群观众。So the brothers wanted more people to see their family's puppet shows. That's why the article says, Thus, the brothers created Pili in 1985.
The next paragraph begins by saying Chris is in charge of writing scripts for the show, while Vincent does the voices for all its characters. If you're in charge of something, it's your responsibility. You're the boss, and you have to make all the decisions.
没错 ,BeIn charge 就是负责管理，那要负责管理什么东西呢？你后面可以再讲清楚一些，就用 of 加上那个东西就可以了。那代表的就是负责管理某事物，像是 after she left 在她离开之后 he is in charge of the department in the company， 他就负责管理这个公司的部门。 So what part does Chris do?
He writes the script.A script is all the words used to make movies, plays, TV shows, and so on. It does include some descriptions of what people do and what else can be seen, but mostly it's all the words that the people say. So a director and a group of actors can decide how to use the script and add more details, but the script is what they start from.
Script 就是剧本讲稿，那 Chris 就是黄强华，他负责的就是撰写剧本。 We also see that they have worked hard to make Pili more modern.
The article explains more about that by saying traditional puppet shows are usually based on classic stories. If one thing is based on something else, it uses this as its main idea and then changes a few things. For example, a movie could be based on a bookThen change to make it easier to film.
Be based on 代表的是以点点点为根据，以点点点为基础。In this case, the traditional puppet shows use their ideas from classic stories.
The adjective classic describes something that's judged over a period of time to be the highest quality and an outstanding one of its kind. Generally,Classic things are created in the past and are still appreciated and thought to be great now. Shakespeare's plays are classic plays. Die Hard is a classic action movie. Sherlock Holmes stories are classic mysteries. We could also say something like, this painting is a classic example of Renaissance art.
Classic 这个形容词就是经典的 ，a classic movie 经典电影 ，a classic song 经典歌曲。那什么又是 classical？ 它也是个形容词，不过它是古典的，像 classical music 古典音乐。Okay, we know that puppet shows are based on some classic Chinese stories.
Yes, but we also see that Pili is too, but it includes some science fiction, computer special effects, and lots of martial arts. Science fiction is taking science that we have and using our imagination to think of what might be possible one day. So we think of things like robots and aliens, space travel, crazy technology, things like that.
霹雳布袋戏呢，还有 science fiction 就是 sci-fi 科幻 ，computer special effects 电脑特效，像是 visual effects 视觉特效，或者是 sound effects 音效。And what about martial arts?
Martial arts is any way of fighting that's been turned into more like an art instead of just a way to hurt people. Kung Fu is an obvious example, as well as things like karate, judo, taekwondo, and so on.
所以 martial arts 就是武术啦。霹雳布袋戏里头呢，还有武术的元素在里面。Sounds so cool.
Yeah, and we finished the article by saying these, so all of those things, have helped make Pili popular from its beginning to the present day. And that's the end of the article. So now it's time to go to today's For You Chat question.
For You Chat.
Today's question is, what's your favorite kind of show and why?
I like cartoons.
You like cartoons?
Yes.
What's your favorite cartoon?
Like The Simpsons.
Okay.
Family Guy.
Right.
Or American Dad.
Okay. Not Futurama.
No. So as you can see, I like all the like, funny, stupid cartoons.
I like funny stuff as well. I like Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Uh-huh.
If you haven't watched that, you totally should.
Really? Okay.
But I also like some fantasy shows like Game of Thrones. And I do like mystery shows, things like Sherlock and the American one, Elementary.
Oh, recently I like Westworld.
I haven't seen that
yet.
That's
a good
show. So I like all kinds of different shows, really. There's some I don't like, but I'll watch almost anything. But that's all the time we have for today. Thanks for watching. For English for You, I'm Pat.
I'm Elsie. Goodbye.
Bye.
Peely, keeping the puppet show tradition alive. The TV show Peely is full of puppets, magical fights, and Taiwanese dialogue. The storylines are influenced by ancient Chinese stories. The show also includes Taiwanese cultural elements and is even part of an old family tradition. Brothers Chris and Vincent Huang created the Peely TV show. Their family has passed down the puppet tradition for four generations. Their grandfather, Master Huang Haidai, is even considered a national treasure for his puppet shows. Chris and Vincent wanted to bring this art to a bigger audience through TV. Thus, the brothers created Peely in 1985. Chris is in charge of writing scripts for the show, while Vincent does the voices for all its characters. They have worked hard to make Peely more modern. Traditional puppet shows are usually based on classic stories. Peely is too, but it also includes science fiction, computer special effects, and lots of martial arts. These have helped make Peely popular from its beginning to the present day.
Vocabulary Review.
Magical. The hero in this book has magical powers. He can speak to animals and control them. Dialogue. This movie's dialogue is very fast and hard to understand. Do you know what they're saying? Cultural. People like to visit Kyoto to see Japan's traditional cultural side. Element. There's an element of danger to skydiving. Some people like this, while others fear it. Audience. Everyone in the audience laughed when the clown slipped on a banana peel on the ground. Classic. In this course, we will read classic books and plays, including ones by Shakespeare.